overall, I just told them kind of broad look is that we finished over for revenue and over for expenses, but net, we're still putting quite a bit of money in reserves. And we talked about how we're planning to use that. I think future discussions about reserve funding is going to happen this summer at the board meeting. We are, you know, looking at, we had a lot of really good investment earnings. We earned revenue back on some services that we do at greater rates than what we anticipated. So all that ended up to be a very positive bottom line. I think the challenge is if you're following any of the topics at the state of Minnesota, you know that there's a deficit looming here in the next coming years. And I just looked on Monday at the House and the Senate targets, and there's some significant reductions. The governor's talked about $200 to $300 million in cost shifts to counties. And so those are very concerning, because even though we're coming off a good financial end to 24, and we anticipate 25 to be very strong, we're really concerned about the out 2 years deficit and the cost shifts to the counties, because once cost shifts go in place, we don't get that money back. And we're talking about anywhere from 4 to 8% in levy just in cost shifts, and that's before we get labor on there. So very concerned about the legislature, the deficit that the state of Minnesota is looking at, what that means for counties coming out of the end of the legislative session.